This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, we have a short show this morning. I want to speak about the subject of Malin Mitruma Liyochsen. The Gemara in Chav Daled Amud Aleph brings a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether you need two edim to testify about someone that he's a kohen to allow him to eat truma, or is it enough with one aid? The Gemara brings two explanations what they argue on. Do they argue on whether we're choshesh for goimlin, for conspirators? Or perhaps they argue whether malin mitruma liyochsen, that if we see somebody eating truma, we're going to bring them up liyochsen. So the Gemara says on Chavdal Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda holds malin mitruma liyochsen. Therefore, you need two edim to testify that someone eats truma, because otherwise, you're gonna bring him up liyochsen. And the Rabbanan hold ein malin mitruma liyochsen. That is how the Gemara understands the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. This Gemara is on Chav Daled Amud Beis, where the Gemara says v'ibayi seima, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan b'malin mitruma liyochsen kamiflagi. They argue whether you're malin mitruma liyochsen. Rabbi Yehuda holds malin mitruma liyochsen, therefore you need two edim to testify that someone eats truma. And the Rabbanan hold ein malin mitruma liyochsen. Ein malin mitruma liyochsen. I would like to share with you this morning very briefly three approaches in the Rishonim. What exactly is this machlokes, whether malin mitruma liyochsen? Rashi, Tosis quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban quoting Rabbeinu Tam. Let's begin with Rashi. Rashi says, "Malin mitruma liyochsen." Rabbi Yehuda savar haroya shema achilin truma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you see someone eating truma, someone feeding truma la adam to someone becheskas kayin, meir Allah b'chol makim shu kayin, you could testify about him in every place that he's a kohen. Umalin oisa liyochsen, and could bring him up liyochsen. Hilkach, therefore, im ta'achilehu truma, if you are going to feed him truma, harayatim aviyala haseya isha, you're going to come to allow him to marry a woman. V'tamei lav mishum goimlenhu. The reason of Rabbi Yehuda, it's not because we're worried for conspirators, but rather we're choyshesh malin mitruma liyochsen. If you see someone eating truma, you're going to bring him up to yochsen. And therefore, you need two edim to testify that someone could eat truma. Rabbanan savri, ein malin mitruma liyochsen. We see from Rashi that Rashi interprets malin mitruma liyochsen, namely, from the koyach that someone is eating truma, you will bring him up to yochsen. Someone eating truma that authenticates his status as a kohen, and therefore you could allow him, you could bring him up to eat truma. That's Rashi, that's how we learned the Gemara when we were learning it. Rabbeinu Tam seems to grasp the sugya differently. Rabbeinu Tam asked, Tosfos says, "V'mtaimu ve'eza svara pligi." What's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Lemru tarvayu demalin. Either let them both say we're malin mitruma liyochsen, and then you need two edim by truma. Oy lemru tarvayu deloy malin v'loy yitzdarach ela ed echad b'truma. Meaning like this: the Rabbanan hold ein malin mitruma liyochsen, so therefore they hold you only need an ed echad for truma. Rabbi holds malin, so therefore they hold you need two edim to bring him up to each truma. So Tosfos asks, "What? There's no machlokes here. Either everyone should say malin and you should require two edim, or everyone should say ein malin and it should suffice with one ed. In other words, what's the point of contention over here? There should be no machlokes. Either if you bring up, then you should require two edim. If you don't bring up, you should require one ed. But what's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say malin? Let him hold that all you need is to Rabbi Yehuda's malin. Why? Because you need two edim. Well, then the Rabbanan should also say two edim. No, they hold you only need one ed, and therefore ein malin. Either they both should hold you need two edim and malin, or they should both hold you only need one aid, and ein malin. Says Tosfos v'yesh loymer d'baha plegi. They argue as follows. They argue that if you had one aid, we're afraid that they will unrightfully and unlawfully bring the person up. The reason why we need two aidim is because we're afraid that if we allow someone to eat shuma based on one aid, they may unrightfully then bring him up to eat shuma based on the testimony of one aid. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds we need two aidim. And the Rabbanan holds, no, only one aid is necessary. And loy chayshina, we're not worried that based on the testimony of one aid, we're going to be mala mitshuma liyuchsin. So according to Tosfos holds that really ein lahalois mitshuma liyuchsin, but we're afraid shema yalu shaloi kedin. That's how Tosfos learns the sugya. Let's see the Ramban. The Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh B'Sefer HaYashar. Rabbeinu Tam explains in Sefer HaYashar. D'kivan d'avoin misahu. Since it's a avera of death, tzarech shnayim. Listen carefully. Rabbi Yehuda holds, eating truma is avoin misa. So you can't just let someone eat truma by the testimony of one aid. You need two aidim. Now once you have two aidim, malin. Oy dilma, or maybe hasam debitsina by truma, ein malin liyochsin, kivan sha'al pi aid achad. We're not malin liyochsin because only one aid. Avo b'nasiyas gam kin v'ayase, avo pi sha'al pi aid achad, asa malin imena liyochsin. I'm not clear what the Ramban is saying. It seems like Rashi learns the machloikis is whether eating truma alone is enough of an indication that somebody is kasher liyochsin. Rabbi Yehuda holds the fact that someone is eating truma, that indicates that they're a kohen and we're mala, therefore liyochsin. And the Rabbanan say the fact that someone eats truma is not an indication. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the eating of the truma alone is enough of an evidence, and the Rabbanan holds eating truma is not enough of an evidence. The Ramban is learning a little differently than Rashi. The Ramban learns it's not that eating truma is evidence, it's that we would not allow someone to eat truma unless they had two eidim, that they're a kohen. Memela, if they're eating truma, which indicates that there were two eidim, therefore we're ma'ale l'truma, therefore we're ma'ale l'yuchsin. And the Rabbanan hold that we don't require two eidim to allow someone to eat truma. Meaning Rashi learns the machlok is malin or ain't malin. Is eating truma alone enough of an indication that someone is worthy to be kasher liyochsin? The Ramban says, not mikoyach da'achilas truma. It's rather, we don't allow, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, someone to eat truma unless we have two eidim. And once you have, because eating truma is so chamer, and once, therefore, he's eating truma, it was clear we had two eidim. So it's not the eating truma that indicates his kasher liyochsin, like Rashi learns, but the eating truma indicates we had two eidim. And that will propel you to be malayu liyochsin. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's what I got for you today. Okay, I'm going to wish you a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkoyach. Bye-bye. Have a good day, Louis. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.